Hare Krishna. So till now, Krishna, in three verses, starting from text number 33, 34 and 35, he has described to Arjuna what will happen if you don't fight. And now Krishna continues giving some more reasons. Let's see text number 36. Avacha vadamscha bahun vadishyanti tavahitaha Nindantastav samarthyam tato dukha taram nukim. Krishna is saying here that tava ahitaha vadishyanti, your ahitaha means your enemies will describe you, vadishyanti, with avachya vadamscha bahun with many avachya vadams, many unkind words. Not just this, they will nindantas tava samarthyam. They will criticize and scorn your abilities, samarthyam. And O Arjuna, tato dukha taram nukim, what could be more painful for a great warrior like you? And here Prabhupada writes in the purport, Lord Krishna was astonished in the beginning at Arjuna's uncalled for plea for compassion. And he described his compassion as befitting the non-Aryans. So this is verse number second, shloka number second of chapter 2, where Krishna is saying, Kutastva kashmalamidam vishame samupasthitam anaryajustam asvargyam akirtim karam Arjuna. So in the second verse itself of this chapter, we have seen, Krishna was asking Arjuna, Kutastva kashmalamidam? Where have these impurities come from? And he's saying that in this critical situation, Vishame samupasthitam, anarya justam, this does not suit a great Aryan like you. And aswargyam, this will not lead to swarga for sure. And he says, akirti karam, this will surely bring infamy to you. And that's what Krishna is elaborating here in this verse. So Krishna is saying that tava ahitaha, your enemies, the sons of Dhritarashtra, they are going to speak ill about you. They're going to describe you in many unkind words. Vadishyanti. Now see, when it comes to Arjuna, he's such a great warrior. His glories are unending. He has done so many glorious activities throughout his whole life till this point of time. That is the point of the battle. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He has done so many great feats before this. But Krishna is saying, your one act of fleeing away from the battlefield of Kurukshetra, what will your enemies do? All of them will criticize your previously recognized bravery. They'll criticize all your great feat that you have done before. And they will speak very unkind words. They might call you coward. They might call you useless person. That is avachya vadamscha bahun. Bahun is many. They might speak many things. Krishna is not talking about that here. And nindantas tava samarthyam. You are a very able person. You are very great when it comes to your fighting skills. You're a great warrior. You have got great capabilities, but now this one act of yours, of fleeing away from the battlefield, people will start criticizing your abilities also, oh Arjuna. What will be more painful than this? Look at this. All the great glorious activities that Arjuna did, all that will not be counted at all. That's what Krishna is saying. One act and all that will not be counted at all. Oh my God. Don't you think same thing happens with all of us? Let's see our application in our day-to-day life. How to apply this verse in our day-to-day life. There are so many people around us who always wait to find that one black spot in our character, in our actions. And what do they do after finding that one black spot in that one huge white paper? they will magnify that black spot. This is what is a very, very important point, you know, that we need to understand, that these unkind words that Krishna is talking about, avachya vadamscha, these are very, very normal in this world, because people are used to finding spots, black spots on white paper. That's what people are doing, and they're best at it. They're best at it. So what is Krishna saying? That there are many, many people like that. But if we want to live a stable, blissful life, we have to become strong internally. And that is possible when we practice bhakti very, very strongly. Very intensely when we practice bhakti every single day, what will happen? We will become strong within, and we will be able to withstand all this. Avachya vadamscha. We will be able to withstand all this. And yes, those people who are not practicing bhakti, they should be ready. They should be ready to get disturbed by the waves of the unkind words spoken by people all around. Look at the verse and look at the meaning of it and look at the personal application of it. Every single verse of Bhagavad Gita is so amazing. That's why we say that Bhagavad Gita has got solutions to all the problems of life. We need to just study scrutinizingly. That's what, you know, we keep telling again and again and again. Now let's see. In the next verse, Krishna is going to conclude and tell Arjuna what he's supposed to do. Enough is enough. Do what I'm saying. Let's see that in the next shloka. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.